Thank you all for tuning in to Valenice B and Family. I am Valenice B. I hope you all are having a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, a wonderful night, a wonderful time. If you are not, I would like for you to try your best to blow whatever it is out and have yourself a wonderful evening, a wonderful night, a wonderful day, and or a wonderful time. So yesterday I did a podcast about financial abuse in honor of Domestic Violence Month. I am going to get on here every day and speak about abuse. Today, I'm not going to go into a long drawn podcast like I did yesterday. Make sure you guys check that one out. It's titled Financial AIDS. So make sure you check that out. It could be found on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Play, Google Play, Anchor. So make sure you guys tap into that. What I wanted to come on here and say today is that there are several types of abuse. Back in the past, I did a podcast on 7 types of abuse, and I did cover all 7 of those within the podcast. So if you feel like it, you can go back to that one as well. I think that what happens most of the time when we're in domestic violence situations, we automatically assume that when people say that they were in an abusive relationship, that it was physically abusive. And so today I just want to drop a few gems about other ways that you can be abused that's still wrong, you know. And I say this as a joke, even though it's not funny, but I'm the type of person, I use laughter to cope with a lot of things that have happened with me in the past, and sometimes present day, I use laughter as a coping mechanism. A lot of you may know this, a lot of you may not. I also do stand-up comedy. So for me, finding humor in the worst situations have always worked for me. That may not work for you, okay? I don't even recommend you do something like that if you're not, if that's not your jam, you know, stick to what you know. If crafting is what you like to do, if you like shopping, if you like getting on the phone, talking to friends and family, hell, if you like sleeping, even though I don't recommend that you sleep that long because that's, man, let me tell you something, sleep is a silent killer, okay? But we'll get into that another time, another day. But whatever your it is, keep doing that. Don't try to venture off into other things and potentially hurting people's feelings or even hurting your own self, you know. So one of the major types of abuse that I think people gloss over is emotional abuse, right? Emotional abuse has so many different components to it, and in so many different ways that someone can emotionally abuse you, and it's also so many ways that you could possibly be emotionally abusing someone else, right? Another way that you can be abusive, or you possibly have been abused, or you are being abused, because I never want to gloss over anybody's abuse by saying possibly, because possibly changes the whole dynamic of someone saying that they are being abused, right? So another way that people could be getting abused or people could be abusive is sexually in relationships. And I'm a black woman. I'm pretty sure you guys know that by now if you haven't caught on. I think I say it quite often. However, I'm a black woman. And in the black community, a lot of times we aren't taught a lot of things about romantic relationships. A lot of times we pattern our relationships off of what we saw our parents do. And if some of us came from a one-parent household, or if we came from an abusive household, or if we came from a household where our dads had women in and out, or if we came from a household where our moms had men in and out, one or two things tend to happen. We either find someone and we settle down with them because we don't want to end up like our mom, or we don't want to end up like our dad, or we'll become what we saw. We'll become a creature of our habitat. We'll become products of our environment. So in order to get out of that, you have to talk to other people. You have to know how other cultures are. And you have to dig deep within yourself to know exactly what you want in a relationship. So I'm going to use myself as a prime example because why not? I have been sexually abused in a few of my intimate relationships with my man or boyfriend or, you know, the person I was exclusively dating. No, they didn't jump me outside in a alleyway or anything like that. But it has been situations where I'm tired or I don't want to have sex or you're coercing me and you're just badgering me. You're like, come on, let's just do it. It ain't gonna take that long. Just give me a few minutes. Just to the point where you like, here, take it. Come on. You're not interested. You're not into it. You're not, you know, you just want it over and done with. That is rape, people. Okay. That is sexual abuse. And we'll tap more into that one on its own later, you know, later out. But I just wanted to let people know that it is definitely not okay. You know, if you say no, no, no. If you have a good partner and you're able to communicate with them, they should be understanding as to why you're telling them no, especially if you don't really reject them for sex. So, I'm sorry, my dog just started scratching herself. So I'm gonna go ahead and jump off of here. I just wanted to tap in real quick and let you guys know that I am going to be a woman of my word. I am going to remain consistent and I will be on here every single day. I'm still under the weather. If you can hear it in my voice, I don't know what's going on with me. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning and hopefully they'll give me medications to kind of clear up my sinus and allergies and to let me know what type of nasty woman disease I have. That's a reference from Color Purple, people. I'm joking. I don't really have a nasty woman's disease. However, I appreciate you all for tapping in to Valenice B and Framley. Welcome to the Framley. This has been day two of me honoring abuse survivors in domestic violence situations. This has been day two of me honoring women in honor of Women's Month. So this is also this is also Cancer Awareness Month. So let's definitely keep the positive vibes going. Let's definitely let people know that we love them, that we care about them, that we're here for them. Let's get the help that we need. Let's get the healing that we need. I love you guys all immensely. If you are having any type of issues or problems where you are in your state and you're dealing with any type of abuse, you can call the National Abuse Hotline. You can also call 211 from your cellular device or someone else's cellular device. You can reach out to me personally and I will help you out as much as I can. My email address for that is valshouseorg@gmail.com. valshouseorg@gmail.com. You can hit me up there. You can hit me up on my social media platforms. I'm Valenice B on everything. And on Facebook, I'm Suge Brewington. I am in Facebook jail right now, but you can send me a message and I do reply. I love you guys. If you need anything, please get some help. Don't sit in something that could possibly get you severely hurt or even taken up out of here. And don't put yourself in a situation where you may seriously hurt someone or possibly take them up out of here, okay? I love you guys immensely from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I will talk to you all tomorrow. If you need me, holla. Have a great night. Peace and blessings. Mwah.